Well, then he could say that, well, it's really, I'm just going here. The story continuation, end of the first chapter. Well, it's all about consciousness, really. And she says, what do you mean? Well, you know, when I'm walking here, and they're walking, I can see myself and you. Myself is just a body with needs and desires. To be satisfied, and that's it. A heavy lump of matter. But you know, from my Chinese doctor, I learned to see it differently. Here I am in a body of energy. Chi, prana. And he gets a little, you know, we see that now, we illustrate. His body is kind of, he's in an energy body instead of that physical body. And he says, and so are you. Points at her, and then she's also in one of those. And you know, when I walk here now, my life experience gets completely different when I think like this, and when I think like this, and we see two panels there. Or if I am acting for my mind body. A soul body, just a little comment there down. And he looks at her and says, you know, that's kind of what I learned from this old Indian wisdom. this cosmos is bigger than we think. But today we are taught this is all we are. Lumps of matter. Can't get too preachy here, but something along that line. Struggling for survival and the law of the jungle. You know, that's what the even the politicians from the empire of the West said just the other day. Jungle, the lion is the strongest. And we are the lions, so we rule. That's the law of the jungle. But then there's the other way of looking at it. let us stop a little. And he says, you know, and we see this little town there, the night lights. What I always liked with this town, the people here, this small town, and others like it, is that we are satisfied with what we need, as my father used to say, with food on the table. A roof over your head, clothes on your body, and someone to love, something like that. Yeah, she says. That's what we learned from our parents. But you in the big city, is it different there? It's what I don't like with the city, he says. Greed. Want something more. Some new action, new things. Restless souls. Well, that's how we became here also. I guess it spread. So they're walking there talking like that. But that's what I mean. That happiness comes not from having more and more. Consuming more and more, but from within, when we live, I guess the way we should live, normal, healthy, balanced, harmonious life. So they talk, I forgot saying this, but in India, they call it Dharma. And she says, oh, wow. I heard that word. And that's it for now. Thank you very much.